show and radio for the next half hour. Stand by, friends, and prepare to laugh for the next half hour. Something light on the witty side, but no, they're not. It's matinee with Bob Gray for those of you uninitiated people. Gray has just entered the studio chewing on a jelly chuckle, I believe. Ken and Bill are seated at organ and piano in that order, respectively. Charles L. Burgoyne is at the master control switch of Studio 4. Now our lovely soprano opens the program singing the aria from Ada, Il Puccino Lagrima. She strides downstage, lifts her tiny finger, points to the conductor, who gives the signal for the downbeat.
Bob, I want to comment on that haircut briefly. And that's about all I want to comment on. It's a very
brief haircut, too.
It's an awful haircut. Who gave it to you, Bob?
What's the matter with it? The same barber that gave you yours gave you mine.
It's your head, Bob, that
I'm
complaining
about. I guess
maybe
that's the whole thing.
The haircut is okay, but it shows so much of your head.
Yes.
Can I?
Yes, he can. He can.
Yeah, I can.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Sure,
I guess
he can.
You didn't know that, Ken.
No, you
yeah,
didn't
I can
know
say that.
That
about him.
Sure.
I lost my head. He can comment on my head, too.
Yeah.
Sure. We made that arrangement, didn't we, Bob? Huh?
To all of you.
I can talk about his head. He can talk about mine.
Yes.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
But you can't, boy.
We can talk about your head, though.
Oh, yeah, we can, but you can't talk about ours, boy. My uncle was a Marine. Let's go gather ants.
To all of you who would like to be like Bob and Ray, send for our special book, How to Be Like Bob and Ray.
Would you like to grow up to be like us, boys and girls?
Would you like to win success, fame, fortune?
Be successful, be good-looking, handsome.
Be sought after.
Simply address a postcard to the Bob and Ray Finishing School.
No, it's the Bob and Ray Success Clinic.
Oh.
And I think we should go right down there. They're performing an operation this morning.
Oh, grand.
Dr. Von Goulding and his
assistant,
Dr. Von Elliott, are preparing one of the patients for an operation.
Oh, okay, see?
What operation is this, doctor?
This a little thing. Better gather around, all you students.
Gather around, will you?
Have you all washed your hands and everything?
Yeah.
Don't touch nothing now,
okay,
will you, man? Because I'm the only learned one here.
Kind of like a game, ain't it?
Well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to take this fellow's brain out.
Yeah.
And sew it up a little.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to put it back.
Oh, yeah.
And hope everything works out fine.
Okay.
And it will, I'm pretty sure.
He's under the anesthesia, doctor.
Okay, take the gum out of your mouth, anesthetist.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Anesthetist.
Okay. Now then, let me see. Will you hand me down the knife, the sharp one?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, now you hold it.
You want that one with the rough edges?
Excuse me, is the man out thoroughly?
I think so. Wait a minute.
You feel anything? Ow!
No, he ain't.
Put him a little more. Please.
All right.
We don't want to cut into your head until you're out.
I always like to keep the patient laughing.
Because it would be pretty painful, to say the least.
He's out now, doctor.
Good. All
Didn't
right.
feel nothing.
Okay, now then, here we go. Ah, then, we ought to be...
Oh,
yeah.
Boy, you're really pretty good at this.
Hand me over that vice-like...
There it is, doctor. Boy, I wish I could do operations.
No, I
like...
want a bigger one than that.
Oh, that's what he is?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Okay.
All right, now we'll just... Hey, you hold on to my arm here. So keep it steady, will you? That's it. Wait a minute. Better give that man something. Anesthetist?
Yeah?
Better give him some more of that gook.
Okay. Wait till I give him this red
gook. Are you watching what I'm doing here?
Yeah, we'll watch it.
Okay. Now then, I put my right hand down in
there.
Hey,
he's got his brain there, Doc.
That's it. Yes, sir.
Funny looking thing, eh?
Ain't it?
Yeah.
Did you think it looked like this, you student?
No, I didn't think so.
No, I didn't either. I remember the first time I saw it. It was funny. I didn't know it looked like that.
Here's your scalpel. Oh, excuse me, that scalp.
Okay, hold on. Let me see that. Okay. Now then, you see how I'm stitching this up?
Yeah.
It's a kind of a foil thing.
Yeah, but, hey, wait a minute, though.
Yeah?
You got his head stitched up, but you left the brain out of it there. See, it's right here on the table.
Well, what time is it?
Huh?
What time is it now?
Well, it's about 6 minutes past one.
Oh, it'll take us another 10 minutes to put that back. I'm going to eat. And,
Okay, you want a cigarette before you go?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, let's light up. Chesterfield. Boy, that's good smoke. Relax.
You watching me, son?
Yeah, we're over and over again. Chesterfield satisfy women and men. Milder, much milder, all smokers agree. Always by Chesterfield ABC.
Never. Well, and so we leave the Success Clinic.
It's wonderful we have those transcriptions that we can leave during, which...
Hoping to return to the Success Clinic again real soon, This is yours truly saying, sincerely yours.
Remember, write to the Bob and Ray Success Clinic if you would like to be like us.
If you'd like to be like us when you get big.
When you grow up.
Well, I like to use the term get big.
Well, okay.
When you get big and you'd like to be like Bob and myself, it's easy. Just send a card, and we'll send you our catalog.
Full particulars, together with placement bureaus where you can go and get jobs like this.
And how much it will cost.
Yeah, we'll send prices.
It is kind of expensive.
You figure you have to spend a few bucks if you want to be like us. I mean, you have to have a wardrobe.
Yeah, and...
You got to have at least a change of sneakers.
Well, not only that, Bob, but... You have to know how to spend money. So many people don't know how to spend it. Now, that's a course that we include, is how to spend money.
The first thing you have to buy, if you want to be like Ray and myself, is an $85 wallet to carry your money in.
That's right.
Then you have to buy a money clip, which sells for $125. I mean, you've got to be a big spender.
Then you have to buy, imported kangaroo skin shoes,
yeah.
And you have to buy a bottle of 5-cent soda water.
That's right.
You have
if
to
you
do
spend
that.
Any more than... If you spend any more than 5 cents
for
your soda.
Excuse me. Will you two gentlemen be quiet?
No good. There's a program on in here, you know.
All right. Just be careful.
Now, getting back to...
That constant mumbling in the background...
Very disconcerting.
...is quite upsetting.
It is.
To both of us. You see, both Bob and I are delicately adjusted.
Just like delicate instruments we are.
And throw us right out for hours. So be careful, men. So... That was Bill Green, everybody.
Oh, that's great.
Well, all right.
All right, let's see what you can do then. Go ahead and play that song you've got there, and we're going to
crash it
on the second chorus here.
Thank you.
Wonderful, if I do say so. Awfully good. Awfully good, side by side.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, everybody.
What could you do in New York with an extra $12.54? That's what you save when you go round trip Boston to New York on a New Haven train instead of by plane. Even a one-way fare saves you $6.90. Either way, you have extra money for fun. Remember, too, the cool, safe comfort of New Haven's deluxe coaches. No highway hazards, no traffic jams. New Haven trains take you from in-town Boston to midtown New York, and it's only 3 hours and 55 minutes on New Haven's famous Yankee Clipper and luxurious Merchants Limited. Yes, there's no getting away from it. From Boston to New York, it's cheaper by New Haven Railroad. No canceled schedules, always safe, cool comfort on New Haven trains. Next time, go New Haven and save.
One old-fashioned, please.
No, one fella's family. This
oh,
is.
One fella's family.
Written by Carlton E. Lump and presented each week at this time.
Starring.
Today, Book 70, who's it starring?
Martha Van Alschot.
And Sherman L. Sturdley. Today, Book 73, Chapter 85. Paul and Nicky are down by the seawall, dangling their feet in the Pacific Ocean, enjoying a light lunch, which they have thought to bring along with them.
Nicky, says Paul, me being Paul. Nicky, I never noticed you have seven toes on your left foot.
Yes, yes, Finney.
Oh, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
That's Tupper.
That's Father Butcher. He's in here by mistake.
Well, look, Pyle, you go back up, and meanwhile, Paul and Nicky will talk at the seawall. You go up and talk with Fanny.
Yes.
All right. Nicky?
I say.
Did you flunk out of Stanford this fall again?
Oh, I say, Paul.
Are you Nicky?
Yes.
Oh. Well,
All I say is I say.
Well, I brought you down.
I'm English, you know.
Yes, I brought you down to seawall.
I don't know how I got here, but I'm English. I think one of the daughters married me or something.
Look, Nicky, I brought you down here to talk with you, get some advice.
Yes.
As you know, I hold the first mortgage on the old homestead, and I'm thinking on turning out the old man and the old lady. I mean, they ain't been pretty nice to me.
Yes, yes.
They put me up in that attic room there. No drapes, nothing.
Excuse me,
no
Paul,
heat
I,
there sometimes.
I thought we sent Father back to the house.
He did. He's gone back.
No, no.
He better go back or he's going to ruin his story.
Yes, yes.
Go ahead, will you, Pop? We're talking about you.
He has left, Paul.
Good. Pass me down a peanut butter.
I think I'll go out to the Jerry and Sky Ranch. I'll see you later.
Okay, Nicky, why don't you take my sleek black limousine?
Right, hell, I will.
Oh, be careful, though. It ain't all safe.
Yeah, I'll get in and start it now.
We'll go. Meanwhile, at the pine panels,
something seems to be wrong with this car.
You didn't turn the key on.
I say.
Well, yes.
Yes.
Turn the key on and then step on the starter. It's on the dashboard. You better push it with your fingers. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Nicky. You're not going to get anywhere that way. You're not going to get anywhere that way. Turn on the key, push the starter button, put it in first, and let the clutch out.
Well, why didn't you say so, Paul?
I don't know. I was preoccupied here, dangling my two. There, that's much better. Meanwhile, at the pine-paneled room up in the old homestead, Papa is talking with Mama, or Father Butcher is talking with Fanny.
Fanny. Yes, yes.
Oh, Father.
I understand Paul is kicking us out of the old homestead now.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yes, yes. Have you read any good books lately?
No, 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 no.
Yes, yes.
No, no. No, I ain't. No, no.
It's about time Paul and Nicky were getting back, I should think.
Have they been away, Father?
Yes, yes, Fanny.
What should we get Nicky for Christmas?
Yes, yes, I've been thinking about that for some time now.
We should think about it now.
Yes, yes.
Who is Ethel?
Ethel who?
I don't know. I think it's our daughter.
Yes, yes.
Where is she, Father?
She's down at the seawall, I believe, Fanny.
Was she dangling her feet, too?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I saw her making a pirouette.
Yes.
Or maybe she went to the Weymouth Fair. See you there. Don't forget where.
Oh, boy, yes, that's a great way to...
Didn't I tie that in well?
You didn't let me finish that because we were going to look in on the Sky Ranch, but it's much too late.
Well, okay.
We're going to go into Sky Ranch because Jerry and Sky were there.
I know it.
Pinch hitting for Jack. A friend, sincerely and really. There's fun to spare at the Weymouth Fair.
There's really no place like the Weymouth Fair.
The new enlarged Weymouth Fair. They, and every weekday, there are 8 pari-mutuel. I repeat, pari-mutuel horse races. The post time is 2:00, Wednesday and Thursday night. You don't want to miss Horace Heights Parade of Stars.
Hurry, hurry, hurry.
The Gala Midway every day. With its variety of amusements, plus educational exhibits, livestock shows. Nothing like a livestock show. Home arts and crafts and all kinds of contests. Tonight, special fireworks. Yes, it's a real old-fashioned country fair with something doing from 9 a.m. until midnight. For an old-fashioned good time, don't miss the Weymouth Fair. Today and every day this week, admission 60 cents. That's the Weymouth Fair, Route 128, South Weymouth. Remember where... The Weymouth Fair. See you there, I think.
Yeah, sure. I love the way you make up that poetry.
And
really
comb your hair. Well, then.
The time is 1:16.
And hello to you out in the West Coast just joining us.
Those of you along our party line.
Well, is it time for another morning program?
I think we should have another.
And there it is, ladies. Grab your seat. And here's our laughing MC, the man who makes all America laugh every day at this time, Bill Warner.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Bill.
Well, morning there, Joe.
How are you?
Oh, swell this morning. Isn't
well,
it a
we
wonderful
have
day on you?
Shining faces
yes,
out there, all
Easter.
Women.
Hello there,
that's
lady.
The way we want it, too.
Oh, you said it. And we have some wonderful flowers
okay,
and prizes to give away to these ladies.
Come here.
What a wonderful crowd we have.
Stand right at the microphone.
Will that lady with no seat in the rear come down front here, please?
Yeah,
we have a chair.
Come and take it down here.
Yeah.
Oh,
what's your name, Mother?
Webley. On all the time.
You're kind of nervous, aren't you?
Yes.
Haven't been on the radio before?
No.
Where's your home?
Fargo.
Fargo!
Fargo, North Dakota.
Nothing funny about that, I guess. How old are you? Do you mind telling him?
I'm 114.
114 years old! Isn't that wonderful? What are you doing out here at the coast?
I'm visiting my daughter.
Visiting your daughter?
Yes, she just had a baby.
Isn't that wonderful? Would it be too personal to ask you how old your daughter is?
94.
do you have any other
she
children?
She listens all the time
Isn't
to you,
that
Bill.
Wonderful.
Oh, yes, she does.
Oh, that's wonderful. How'd you get out here, Webby?
We come out on the train, my uncle and myself.
Yeah, Uncle George was there?
Yeah. He's there in the audience.
Hello, Uncle George.
Hello.
Oh, we do have fun here, don't we?
Yes.
Well, how soon are you going back to Ogden, Utah?
Fargo,
Utah, yes.
Yes.
North Dakota.
Yes.
We have a lot of fun here, don't we?
I'm a good sport.
Sure you are. And thanks for coming up here.
Don't I get anything at all?
You get one of those beautiful prize primroses over there.
Oh, and they're wonderful.
With your paint color, we'll give you.
Well.
And don't forget to take a try at our jackpot question. You may be luckier next time.
Hey, here's a young man. He's on the road. A salesman, Bill.
You're a salesman, eh?
Yeah, I'm on the road.
What do you sell, sir?
Shoestring.
Shoestring?
I'm the Shoestring Baron of Uppetobi, Pennsylvania.
Hey, isn't that... We're glad to have you here.
My daughter just wedded somebody in one of them Woodbury sofas.
Oh, is that...
That's
so? And
I'm referred to in the second paragraph.
I think I've seen that advertisement.
Yes, it says her father. That's me.
That's you. The Shoestring Baron of Uppetobi, Pennsylvania.
That's right, yes, sir.
You're selling quite a few of them,
I might admit, though, that young man...
man. Of course, he's shown there in an Annapolis uniform.
Yes.
Flunked out the next day.
Right after the ad was issued.
No,
well, of course, we got the advertising on it anyway. That's the big thing.
Bet. Well, I'm with the shoestring people, pal.
Yes.
Now, I've got to get that target for shoestrings because everybody needs them.
We all need them.
Sure.
I noticed you're not wearing them, though. You have your shoes buckled.
The shoestrings bother me.
Yeah.
They cut right into my feet.
Yeah.
I never wear them myself. Uh-huh. I kind of tape them up with scotch tape or adhesive tape. And
sure.
It's handy.
Uh-huh. And how long do you plan to be out here on the coast?
Well, I'm only out here briefly for about 3 or 4 weeks.
Oh,
I'm out here trying to corner the shoestring market out here.
How are you making out so far?
Well, it ain't been bad. A couple of upsets, you know.
Uh-huh.
Sure. But other than that, I'm going along okay.
Well,
I hope back there, folks.
I hope you tie everything up. Out here.
Yeah.
Thanks for being on our program.
Well, I mean, no questions, no nothing.
No questions.
No consequences?
We just talk and make funny with the people.
Well, don't I have no consequences right
there? Well, we might be able to figure one out for you. Isn't that right, Joe?
I'm backstage.
Neither
Bill
Wilmer
nor our contestant can hear me. But when I press this magic button, both Bill Warner and the contestant will fly through a trap door, and we will never see them again.
Stand by now, please. Now, this will come as a shock to Bill Warner.
We're back here at our stage here in Hollywood.
He doesn't know what's going to happen to him.
Yes, the 115 edition of Premier. Three men were run over by a steamroller today. What's the matter?
Were they squashed?
They were squashed completely.
Oh, gee.
News on the human side. That was awful noisy here for a while, wasn't it?
Did you see the cartoon? I think it was in the New Yorker magazine showing a gorilla leaving the studio and the announcer saying, now for the human side of the news. The gorilla had just finished.
He just finished his and
probably.
But
anyway, friends, all good and singular. Here now is Bob Elliott, our announcer.
Thanks very much, Swallowby. Well, we have new copy for the Park Lane restaurant. The Park Lane Lounge Bar.
Is that like a coconut cream bar?
I don't think it is in any way. But hot weather usually puts a crimp in the old appetite.
Certainly does. I can verify that. Out here where I work, I'm a tobacco warehouseman.
Yes?
And on these hot days, I don't want nothing more than a salad.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, a cigarette.
Well, of course, you can find the best in salads at the Park Lane.
A little vinegar.
But when you dine in cool, air-conditioned atmosphere...
Dive.
A full-pound, juicy sirloin steak really hits the spot.
Not for me, though. Not in this hot weather.
The Park Lane at 214 Boylston Street has all the cool comfort to relax you these warm evenings.
I know them.
There's refreshing cocktails. There are refreshing, please, Mr. Tippett.
There is right, Bob.
Cool chef salads, tossed. Cold cuts or roast beef, lobster, chicken, fruit salad with sherbet. And many other hot weather delights.
They have a lot of chicken dishes over there at the park.
Soft music.
They have
friendly, courteous
chicken chow mein, fried chicken, roast chicken.
You and the pleasant surroundings of the Park Lane make you forget the heat and enjoy yourself. You'll see many of your friends at this rendezvous of the entertainment world. How did they get that?
I don't know. It was a little tag I sent over to them, Bob. I thought they could include
rendezvous of the entertainment world.
That's a good tag, I think.
So we run over there and see what members of the entertainment world are seated there having juicy...
Let's run right over.
Steak. We'll know we're there when we hear the quiet, soft music and the relaxing atmosphere. This is the place.
I say this is the place.
What?
This is Park Lane.
Oh, yes. Nice.
Wonderful. I don't see any entertainment world figures, Paul.
In fact, you and I are the only two in here.
Are you looking for me?
Well, go on. Come on there. Just a minute. Wait till the piano player stops.
Were you looking for someone?
Well, we're looking over here for some stars of the entertainment world.
I believe I can fill that bill. I come here every noon and have a raw, juicy sirloin steak.
What's your name, sir?
Gore.
Are you Gore of all those mystery dramas?
Yes.
How did you get here?
You often hear me say, how did you arrive?
Yes, and then I say, by coach.
And then I say, but there's no road.
Yes.
I say those things in all my pictures.
Yes, I know that.
And also follow me down this corridor.
This long stone corridor.
I just took a ride on a swan boat, got off, and came through customs and came over here for dinner.
I see, sir.
Yes.
What are you
wonderful
having?
Wonderful food here at the park.
You like that raw steak, do you?
Raw steak, an uncooked salad, and coffee beans.
You mean the coffee beans aren't ground or anything?
I never eat it ground, no.
How do you eat the coffee?
I just chew them up, yes.
Oh.
I'm chewing some now. Would you like to try some?
Yes, I believe I would. It looks so good.
They're delicious.
Thank you.
You know, no one in this country has tried this yet. It hasn't become very popular.
Oh, but it will. Pass me down the cream and sugar.
It will put the coffee grinders out of business.
It isn't bad at all this way.
Quite delicious.
Mm.
When you've got a mouthful of them, you can't talk.
I know it.
No. Well.
Friends, this Park Lane restaurant is at 214 Boylston Street. That's in the city of Boston, which is in the state of Massachusetts.
Incidentally, you people who smoke cigarettes, you can buy them there.
Al, I believe they have bags of potato chips if you're merely going in to stop at the bar.
Or if you're just window shopping.
Mm-hmm. And they have plenty of yours.
Typical window shopping at a restaurant.
What's that? Scotch and soda.
Bob, typical window shopping at a restaurant.
Yes.
It's particularly upsetting to the people next to the window eating their dinner.
Yes, but they usually get a bigger serving.
Particularly if
that?
You frown. Particularly if you frown.
Or shake your head. No,
in complete wonderment.
You can't hear anything they're saying, but you can
You know they're discussing your meal.
Mm-hmm.
And
they look at you. And then look down at the food you're eating.
And it seems to go hand in hand, usually.
Yeah.
But that's the way life is, friend. You'll find it.
So go through that swinging door into the Park Lane and have yourself a wonderful time. Now, this is Bob.
This is Ray.
Sam. Hey.
Ray,
thanks for listening, folks. And
don't forget.
Keep on the sun. Wait a minute. We never have another 4 minutes.
Oh.
Another 3 minutes. In there.
Well, then let's turn to our men of music.
All right.
We'll promise to play You Are.
An answer to many requests.
You knew we had a minute commercial, and you therefore cut the length of that particular song.
Let me put this laurel wreath around your shoulders.
And put it on good and snug, Bob.
And now our bugler steps forward, smiling. He wasn't smiling, I think.
You can't smile and play the trumpet, Bob.
You can't listen to it and smile either.
Tonight at Wonderland Revere, the bright spotlight will shine down on the 9th and 10th races. It's a 5/16th mile distance and the Revere Course Endurance Contest, both of which bring to post outstanding Greyhound racing favorites. Now, here are the entries for the 9th. Nina Jennings, Never Sunny, Rush Away, My Ike, Early Scott, Happy Event, Twilight Harmony, and Ruby Swift. The post time first race, 7:45. Daily Double closes at 7:30. And Revere is near, from Boston by MTA, from Maverick Station, from everywhere over wide highways. Floodlighted free parking lots are provided for those of you who drive. So don't forget that, again tonight, the 5th and 6th events will be elimination contests.
Those of you who walk, I wouldn't stop at the parking area at all. Go right in.
For the coming $12,500 Wonderland Futurity Stakes.
Go Greyhound racing tonight at Wonderland, home of Greyhound racing champions. You go, and Ray Goulding says thank you.
So ends today's and this season's feature. We want to thank our writers, Ed Sturley and Albino Pump, our producer, our engineer, and all of those who have helped make this show as successful and popular as it is.
We'll be back again next summer.
Back in the summer with our new show, and in the meantime, listen for our summer replacement.
Matinee with Bob and Ray is a regular daily feature of this friendly station. Ken Wilson plays the organ, Bill Green the piano.
Now, till next season.
So long.
And bye.
This is WHCH in Boston.